This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Justice Sanjeev Khanna today took oath as the 51st Chief Justice of India. President Draupadi Murmu administered the oath of office to Justice Khanna at a ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Justice Sanjeev Khanna succeeds Justice D.Y. Chandrachur, who demitted office yesterday. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, several union ministers and judges of the Supreme Court attended the ceremony, among others. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the 200th anniversary celebrations of Sri Swaminarayan Mandir in Vartal, Gujarat, through video conferencing today. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. Sri Swaminarayan Mandir in Vartal has been influencing the social and spiritual life of people for many decades. In Jharkhand, campaigning for the first phase of the assembly elections will end this evening. Polling in this phase will be held on Wednesday in 43 constituencies. Star campaigners of both the NDA and the India Bloc are making last-ditch efforts to woo the voters in favour of their party candidates. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is scheduled to address BJP party workers of Jharkhand this afternoon in Mera Booth Sabse Mazboot program through video conferencing. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah will hold rally in support of former Chief Minister Champai Soren at football ground in Adityapur under Saraikela constituency. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge will hold two election rallies at Panki and Chatarpur assembly constituencies. Senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren will address election meetings at four places of Husainabad, Saraikela, Ichagar and Silli assembly constituencies. In Jammu and Kashmir, a woman and her two children were charred to death when their house was gutted in a fire in the Kishtwar district early this morning. According to police, the house in Badat Jashar village of Drabshala caught fire around 4:30 this morning, trapping them inside. The cause of the fire is yet to be ascertained. An investigation is underway. Meanwhile, a fire also damaged a Gujjar Bakarwal boys' hostel in Chhatru in Kishtwar district late last night. No casualties were reported. The 29th annual UN Climate Change Conference, COP29, will kick off at Baku in Azerbaijan today. Dubbed as Finance COP, the two-week-long event will focus heavily on securing a new climate finance target for countries most vulnerable to climate impacts. The COP29 will bring together negotiators from nearly 200 countries, including India, to advance the Paris Agreement's goals of limiting global temperature rise, strengthening climate resilience, and mobilizing support for developing nations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid homage to the first Education Minister of Independent India, Maulana Abdul Kalam Azad, on his birth anniversary today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that Maulana Azad is remembered as a beacon of knowledge and for his role in India's freedom movement. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has reportedly acknowledged for the first time that Israel carried out mass pager detonation attacks in Lebanon, along with the operation that led to Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah's death, according to media sources in Israel. The operation, which occurred in September, caused thousands of pagers and walkie-talkies to detonate simultaneously, targeting Hezbollah operatives. The 38th All India Postal Badminton Tournament 2024 began yesterday at the Chamundi Vihar Indoor Stadium in Mysore. International badminton player and Dhyan Chand awardee Trupti Murugunde inaugurated the event. The Women's Asian Hockey Champions Trophy 2024 will start at Rajgir in Bihar today. Chief Minister Nitish Kumar will inaugurate the 10-day event this evening. In addition to India, top Asian hockey teams from China, Japan, Malaysia, Korea and Thailand are participating in the event. And that is the end of this news bulletin.